Kia ora, my name is Nikki Parch. My role is Kai Tohu Tohu Whanake, Kaupapa Māori, Māori Heritage Advisor for Heritage New Zealand, Pauheri Taonga. Part of my mahi includes opportunities to write stories about the work we do. This story is entitled A Unique Window into St. Faith's. O Henemutu Rotorua. A beautiful and unique feature of this often frequented house of worship has undergone a recent conservation clean, bringing the shine back to this much-admired glass artwork. Listed in 2017 as a Wāhi Tupuna, St. Faith's Anglican Church is built on land gifted by Ngāti Whakaue at Ohenemutu on the shore of Lake Rotorua. It sits between Tamatakapua, the Whare Tupuna, or Ancestral Mating House, and Muruika, the Soldiers' Cemetery. Occupied for over 400 years, the depth of history in and around Ohenemutu is of great importance to Ngāti Whakaue and other Te Arawa Hapū. St. Faith's rich Māori interior style is attributed to Frederick Augustus Bennett, the first Māori bishop of Aotearoa New Zealand. Following his death in 1950, he was interred beneath the sanctuary. Like the nearby Whare Tupuna, the interior is supported with carved pō, or pillars, and lined with beautifully woven tukutuku panels. The church pews, altar, and internal framing are also adorned with whakaero, and there are painted kōwhaiwhai patterns on friezes around the church and the rafters in the Galilee Chapel. Many skilled local whānau, including tohunga whakaero, or master carvers, Tēne Waitere and Te Whēoro Pōne, contributed their time and effort to this work. One of the most photographed features in St. Faith's Church is in the Galilee Chapel. Margaret Leslie Martin, Nisuol, designed the image of Jesus wearing a korowai with tāneko woven borders. The image was then etched into glass by Ian McPhee, who worked for Johnson Glass in Auckland, and placed into a north-facing window. This depiction has been enjoyed by many thousands of people since it was included as part of the church extensions in 1966. It is positioned in such a way that Jesus appears to be walking across the waters of Lake Rotorua. During late autumn, our Kai Whakahaere, Tautiaki Taonga, and Kaupapa Māori, Alan Anderson, and Jim Schuster, Pauārahi Traditional Arts, completed a careful conservation clean of the etched window. The church is filled with so many types of taonga, and although this window is just one component of the church, it took quite some time to plan this work, says Alan. The treatment process was slow and detailed, but it is a real privilege to assist in the care of a place like St. Faith's. For a time, there were two churches sitting side by side. The earlier building was Te Hahi o Te Whakapono, the Church of the Faith, which was built in the mid-1800s and later moved to make way for the current building. It continued to be used as a Sunday school and a church hall until it was destroyed by the Great Storm in the summer of 1936. The storm was in fact an unnamed tropical cyclone, which brought high winds and extreme flooding, causing loss of life and severe damage across the country. Designed by architect E. Latrobe Hill, the exterior of the later build, St. Faith's, is Elizabethan in style, with Gothic detailing and Victorian filigree ironwork. The style aligns with other new builds in the Rotorua area during the early 1900s. The later extensions of the East and West chapels were designed by architect G. Lane. A variety of windows have been used, including Tudor, arched, lancet, and rose. One stained glass window has a pare kawakawa, or green fern frond, a traditional Māori symbol of mourning, and a cross which commemorates those who died in the First and Second World Wars. St. Faith's Church has become a place of great significance to the Anglican Diocese of Aotearoa. Its parishioners, the people of Ohenemutu, and the descendants of those who founded the church. Kaitiaki Anne Somerville is pleased with the outcome, saying, "It is a privilege to be a kaitiaki of this beautiful church. Such a pleasure to watch Alan and Jim at work." Kia ora, thank you for listening.